Good evening and happy new year, and welcome to the very first episode of the Common Anomaly Podcast. I'm your host, Stuart James. On today's episode, we have Okanagan Orbs and Tea and Biscuits from Beyond. Welcome everybody. This is my first show. I started this podcast, full disclosure, as an audition tape. I was not planning on starting a show. I just wanted to record a demo reel, for the Mysterious Universe podcast. It's been around for a long time. If you don't know it, go check it out. It's been running for 17, 18, 19 years, something like that. Absolutely a top-tier show. I've been a huge fan since the very beginning. I've never missed an episode. And when I heard that the hosts were going to be leaving and they're searching for new hosts, they're going to keep the IP going, I thought, why not? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I thought I'll just try it out. And as I was trying to figure out a demo reel, I just thought, why not just do all the things and start my own show and release it publicly? And that way there's audience feedback and interactions, and hopefully I learn a few things for myself about, is this something I can see myself doing? And what it means to fully produce a podcast. And who knows? I'm not holding out any hopes that I'll be lucky enough to be able to work on that show in the future. I'm going to try my best here, but I might not be the one. But if I do discover that I really enjoy doing this, then I can just keep this going and keep doing my own show. So I figured, why not just try it out? So that's what we're here doing today. If you're listening right now, thank you for joining me. Please leave feedback. I am going to post this everywhere I can figure out how to post it. Spotify, Twitter, X, whatever. YouTube, all the things, right? So if you're finding this and you're listening or watching, please like, subscribe, do all the things, and leave me some feedback. Let me know how I'm doing. It's my first go, and I know I can get better. So, and I've got a thick skin, so please let me know what you really think. And so the first story today, I guess, is kind of an introduction into the name Common Anomaly. I want to explain a bit about that first. So I got that name is actually what I had named my WordPress blog way back in 2014, which was my first attempt to enter into content creation for this type of material, paranormal and esoteric material. And I only wrote two articles. I didn't take it very far. I didn't like writing, but it was fun. And at the time, you know, I was really absorbed in this material subject matter. I have been really my whole life, but I wanted to step into the world a little bit more and become a contributor. That didn't pan out, but it seemed natural 10 years later to just pick up where I left off. And that leads us into our first story today. It's a personal story. Both these are personal experiences I had. I thought that's the best way to step into this. So let the audience know who I am. So this is very personal content for me that you're getting on today's episode. And so Tea and Biscuits from Beyond. So this is a story of my great aunt Jean. That's my father's aunt. And we were quite close growing up. For the majority of my childhood, she lived just one block away from my parents' household. And so I spent quite a bit of time with her. You know, in the summers, I would mow her lawn. In the winters, I would shovel her snow. I would help her with her garden. In the spring, I would paint windowsills, change light bulbs, all those sorts of things. And so as I was growing up, we became, you know, very close and good friends and spent a lot of time together. And, you know, as I was going through kind of those difficult teenage years, when you don't really feel like you can talk to your parents, I could always talk to Jean. She was someone neutral and always willing to listen and accept, where I was coming from and help steer me in the right direction, if that makes sense. And so Jean passed away at the age of 91 back in 2011. so quite a while ago now. But when I first wrote the article for Common Anomaly blog post, it was still pretty fresh. And, you know, in the weeks and months following Jean's passing, I started having extremely vivid dreams about her. And actually, the first couple that I remember, she was not even present. It was more her home. She had a really nice property, a big yard, big garden, tiny house, really old house, dated back to probably the 1910s, 1920s. So a big lot in what is now a very inner city community. And I just remember having this dream of walking over to her house, stepping through the front gate, walking through the yard, looking in the window, and kind of expecting to see Jean in the window, but not really sure. And I a specific awareness that she had passed. I knew she was gone, but I was approaching the house with this anxiety that, what if I see her? What if I encounter her? And these dreams repeated kind of every couple days, and they're extremely vivid, really hard to describe, but it felt like it was really happening. And eventually, kind of, I got more brave and would step inside the back porch where I normally entered, as kind of a little mudroom that attached between the garage and the actual house. And I'd go in that way. There was tools. Started exploring the house. And eventually I did encounter Jean, and she was just at the kitchen table having a cup of tea. And from there, the tone of the dreams really changed, and it was less about this anxiety about encountering Jean, approaching the property, knowing she was no longer in the world. And the tone changed into just kind of a very natural, done this 1,000 times, sit down, say hello, and we had a chat. And this is the big disappointment. For the life of me, I could not tell you what the hell we talked about. I have no idea. I know that's a big letdown, but I cannot recall a single thing. You would think that we would have had some big questions to discuss, you know, revelations about life and death and all that. And no, there was none of that. It was basically just a gab, you know, how are you doing? How's life? What's going on? What's new with you? And there was a great catharsis in this. And absolutely, I don't know if this was, I'm not saying for sure this was spirit contact or just me going through my personal process of grief. And of course, you're going to dream about people you lose that are close to you. They're on your mind constantly. It's natural for them to appear in your dreams. I've had that with others as well. Other losses I've experienced, but these dreams, they stood out. They were particularly vivid. And I really feel like it was just, I didn't get to see Jean before she died. Like, I saw her frequently, but when she passed, it was quick. And I didn't get that opportunity to say goodbye that, you want to have, with someone you really care about. And so absolutely, this could have been my grief, just processing that and my own subconscious giving me the opportunity to say goodbye. But even after all this time, more than a decade later, it still stands out in my memory as feeling very different, more real. And like there was, I like to think that there was real contact there. So yeah, that's what I think about that. If you've had similar experiences, I'm very fascinated in dream world. That's one of the things in this realm of content, the subject matter that I'm really interested. I've done some lucid dreaming work. I've done a study or two. I think Robert Wagner is the name. He's conducted a couple public studies that I've been involved with. And I did, for a little while, years ago, develop a practice for lucid dreaming and had quite a lot of success. That's maybe a story for another day, but really phenomenal, interesting experiences that I've had in the dream world. And it feels like unlocking something. It feels like unlocking a part of our world that most people don't experience or don't get to interact with. So yeah, that's story one. That's my first story. So I'll just keep going. I'm doing this very off the cuff here, so forgive me if there's no breaks or music breaks or that fancy stuff. I'm still figuring that stuff out, guys. But yeah, orbs in the Okanagan. So this is a UFO sighting that I had, and I believe the rest of my family had with me, out in the Okanagan. If you don't know Canada, the Okanagan is in interior of British Columbia. Absolutely beautiful country. And my father had a work partner that they shared this cabin. And so summers, we would always go out to British Columbia and stay in this cabin right on a lake. A lot of lake valleys in British Columbia. And I distinctly remember there was always, we were always on the back deck because it was that the cabin was built into the side of the valley. So it had an overhanging deck, that looked out on the lake, and it had a hummingbird feeder. So we'd always be out on the back porch, obviously to kind of barbecue and relax and enjoy being in nature. And watch, there was a constant flow of hummingbirds that would come to this feeder. And so we'd spend a lot of time out there watching the sunset, watching the wildlife, lots of deer, occasionally some moose or elk or something like that, flying squirrels out there as well. And one summer we were out there watching the sunset, and, this light, I don't know how else to describe it. Basically, an orb of light started rising just over the horizon. So if you're looking out from the porch, you would see a gradient down into a lake. And then on the other side of the lake, there would be a mountain, basically. And we saw this light. And I believe we saw it several nights in a row. It would just kind of gently rise up of the horizon of the mountain on the other side of the lake, and it was silent. You didn't hear any noise. It wasn't a helicopter. Definitely not a helicopter. Definitely a real object you could see in the sky, not a star. I've done some astronomy. I have a telescope. I look at the stars all the time. Definitely not a star. And it would kind of float to the right, to the left, and then it would just kind of sink back down behind the horizon. And you wouldn't see anything, you wouldn't hear anything more. And the way it moved, it had a buoyancy to it. It just kind of floated, like if you imagine a buoy in the ocean, that's the kind of movement. Like it had this, it seemed to purposely move in a big way from right to left, but as it did that, it's almost like it was moving through water, if that makes sense. I know that's hard to picture. And you know, I have no idea. I remember distinctly being on the deck, both my father and I out there, and pointing it out to each other and saying, "What is that?" Like trying to figure out what that was. And not really being able to define it. And honestly, that's about it. I know that's rather unremarkable, as a lot of UFO sightings tend to be. I've got a few others in my bag as well. I won't get into those today. But I've had a couple sightings. But yeah, that's definitely the earliest I can remember. No Sasquatch, though. Believe me, I look. Whenever I'm out that way, it's Sasquatch country, and I'm always keeping an eye out. But I've never encountered one of those. But yeah, those are my two stories for today. I think that's going to do it. you know, I might do another take or two. I'm trying to get this as polished as I can get, but I'm okay with it being a little rough around the edges. I really just needed to pull the trigger and do this. I've had a real mental block about actually sitting down and recording. I've kind of had a week or two leading up to this, and I was scared of the microphone, to be honest. It made me nervous. So I just had to dive in. I just had to pull the plug, and I thought New Year's Eve, I'm doing it. You know, start the new year with a bang and dive in head first. So here it is. Thank you for joining me on this episode, and I hope to produce another one soon. And maybe I'll get really lucky and you'll find me over at Mysterious Universe sometime in the future. So.